This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This kind of flew under the radar, but I saw this from President Trump. He's vowing a new approach to getting homeless people off the streets by forcibly moving those living outside into large camps while mandating mental health and addiction treatment, an aggressive departure from the nation's current homelessness policy. And joining us from right here in Pittsburgh on the North Shore is Executive Director of the Light of Life Rescue Mission, Jarrell Gilliam. Welcome back.
Hello, Larry. It's always good to be with you.
So I wanted to get your opinion on this new approach that apparently will start at some point soon, since you've been a part of dealing with our homeless population unhoused for a long time. Your reaction?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that there's attention being brought to it. It's most important that we continue to work at this and admit that the current approaches are not being effective or as effective as they need to be. And so we need to continue to push the envelope, to be innovative, to find ways to help those who are suffering in our streets. It is also, as I listened to what the president had to say, it's much more nuanced, and there's not one answer that can be brought to this. As we've talked about this before, Larry, each person's path to homelessness is unique and requires a unique approach in order to help them to get back into health and back into society. What I do appreciate, though, about the approach is that there are times that we know that there are people that are unable to ask for help. And the way that our current our behavioral health system is set up is for volunteerism. It's for people to be able to say, hey, I need help. And when people are not able to recognize that they need help, there's this big word, anosognosia. It's the inability to know that you need help, then they're left to suffer. And in those cases, there are more aggressive kinds of actions that need to be used in order to get people off the streets and into safety.
And for those severely who have mental illness and deeply disturbed, the question I have is, the president said, quote, we will bring them to mental institutions where they belong with the goal of reintegrating them back into society once they're well enough to manage. That said, where are these mental institutions? We've always heard that we have a lack of mental health care availability in this country.
Yes, we do. And it's been broken ever since the kind of decommissioning of the state hospitals that happened, you know, decades ago now. There's a rule that most people don't know about. It's called the IMD Exclusion Act, which basically limits hospitals to 16 beds for mental health. And that archaic rule right now limits hospitals here in Pittsburgh from having more than 16 people, you know, admitted at one time. And so it ends up creating this revolving door where people, you know, where Medicaid will no longer pay after a certain point. You can't have more than 16. So we need to change that, but we also need new facilities. We all agree that the old facilities in the one flew over the cuckoo's nest kind of thing needs to go. But there are new plans. There are new approaches now that are green, that are open, that feel more like campuses, that are trauma-informed. And those kinds of facilities do need to be built. And here in Pittsburgh, we do have housing stock, and we have blighted buildings. We have spaces that if we had the will, we could all come together on both sides of the aisle and make a plan. I don't like in his plan where he talked about tent cities. Again, if a place is not suitable for human habitation, why are we saying that a tent city is a place for people who are suffering to stay? But I do think we should have a plan, and we need funding for that. And if the federal government wants to provide that, that would be great. We do need to have a plan to have different types of housing and supportive housing options for those who are suffering from behavioral health issues.
Executive Director, we appreciate Jarrell Gilliam and the work you do every day. Thank you. I appreciate your willingness to give your response and thoughts. Important.
Thank you. Let's keep the conversation going.
You got it. From the Light of Life Rescue Mission.